from last year. Shoot on my shot, boy, I'm long range. Me and the team on the same plane. Stayed down, never switched up. Only thing changed was the game. I'm in the zone now.
Only thing that changed was the game, Charlie.
That's all there is.
So what's going on? We're here live, roundtable, every Tuesday.
We are. Whether it's
about a minute late, Rebecca ran over, but that was a good conversation. So glad we got to have that.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on, with you?
Well, you know, doing a little fitness thing, watching people fitness, all the good things.
So, Amy had an appointment today, so she is not going to be on.
Yes.
But you observed her competing in quarterfinals.
I did.
Was she able to get her first bar muscle up? No, ring muscle up.
She, unfortunately, did not. We didn't take into the account that she cannot do a strict handstand push-up. So,
really,
it's the biggest surprise that I've ever heard in my life.
Wow. I thought yeah, she could.
I did too. I thought I've seen her do them, but
I did not see her do them too.
So if she has a pad, like an ab mat pad, she can do them.
If it's so even.
I think it's a same as the ring muscle up. We just got mental breaks we need to get through here. She's strong enough. She can do kipping all day.
You taking her on as a client?
No.
Teacher day one. How to do a strict handstand.
Here's how you do it. Lose
that,
weight.
Isn't it frustrating, like, when you see that in, and neither one of us made quarters, so, like, we're not here judging anybody by any means.
No.
But you could do strict handstand push-ups all day long.
Correct.
Right. You have that party trick, which you can do all day long. Like, it would frustrate me watching you try to do an overhead squat. And you had all these other talents that were way better than me, but I'm like, damn, if I could just sub in and bang out these overhead squats for him, he'd go to the games.
Yeah. See, this is where, not frustrating is not the right word, but CrossFit gets you, is that you see those things that are there in reach, but to get there, you got to do this other stuff. And you're like, well, I'm not even going to get to those because.
Yeah. I'd always see like overhead squats in a workout, but I got to do 15 ring muscle ups to get there. Well, I guess we're not seeing those this year. I
guess we're not getting to those. But, you know, I got to watch probably 10 or so athletes, maybe less, do one or all of the workouts. And I thought it was a good test.
I did too. I thought it was a brilliant test. Maybe one of the best lineups of workouts they've put together. And it needed to be.
Yes. Yes.
Because of the small window that to get to for the elite athletes in North America and Europe to get into their semifinal, it had to be a great test to get the right people there.
Yes.
We still don't know if anybody made it anyway. So,
yeah, who knows?
Because the leaderboard is still down.
Yeah, I was interested to see if Corey's going to make that leap.
Yeah, I did. I got a text from him with an attachment that said, this is from CrossFit. Hi, we are currently experiencing technical issues with the age group quarterfinals leaderboard. We appreciate your patience as our team works to resolve this. We will post an announcement when the leaderboard is updated. Thank you. No like estimated time, because we're at like hour 15 that it's been down.
I mean, they might as well just said none of your business. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. We're not giving you any info in any way.
We'll tell you when you see it, you'll know. Until then, don't bother us.
Yeah. I saw a meme. It was from Bruce Almighty, where Jim Carrey is answering God's emails, and he just starts typing super fast, and it says CrossFit HQ entering all the age group scores manually.
Yeah.
It's really good. So, see, I got to watch probably really closely like five athletes and then a couple teens doing it. So Jamie's Gym has some teens that could be good.
Yeah. So you watch some like actual elite folks.
So Haley is a three-time teen games competitor. Jamie has never been to the games, but is trying to get there this year for the first time. And what's always stopped her is the online competition. Anytime she competes in person, she does really well.
Yeah.
So, but Jamie is elite. Like watching her do what she did was insane. That workout too, like she never slowed down.
Is that the wall ball one?
The wall ball burpee one? Yeah.
Which was just monotonous of just those had to be. Just watching people jump over the box and burpees, just like, oh.
Yeah, try filming it.
Right.
And stay engaged.
It's like, I want you to ride this bike for an hour. Great.
Just
sit here.
Yeah, it was monotonous. And she even said, like, it was as much a mental test as it was a physical test, because it's really just, can you stay steady throughout this thing? She said that the interval workout was actually harder.
The minute.
Yeah, it actually wrecked her more than the burpee wall ball one.
I get that, because you just don't know how fast to go, because one rep could be the difference.
So they had a guy at her gym. He was like 6'4", 6'5". He was struggling on the 135-pound snatch, like struggling.
It's a long way up and down.
But he was doing like six or eight of them.
Okay.
He gets on his first row and he gets 28 calories. And
block step ups
and he gets like 24.
Yeah.
And I lean over to Jamie and I'm like, tell him not to snatch. Like, take 2 minutes of rest and just hammer those other two.
Right.
But
what's that six going to do for you?
Right. Because it got less and less. And then the other two started falling off too, because it was taking a lot out of him, because he just was not efficient with the snatch at all. Now, I think he'd be efficient at like 115, but 135 was just, it crossed the line for him.
Just outside that.
Yeah.
Easy money.
Now, they had a 12-year-old girl competing at the 14-15-year-old weights, and she PR'd her clean and jerk throughout that clean and jerk workout.
Mm. Like several rounds past it, or?
Yeah, she made it to the final round. But she had split jerk every jerk and still was killing it. I think she got six clean and jerks at the high weight at 12. Just stupid.
And I like that one too. It was a nice, most people aren't at that 245. I mean, it's not often that you work out like multiple reps at that high of a weight.
Corey, speaking about the interval workout, my grip went bye-bye on the last round. I heard
almost
that.
Almost 50s up there.
Yep. After pulling on the row, the snatch, and then the dumbbell hold.
Well, see, Corey and I got that same problem. That 24 is just, you got to get that leg way up there.
Well, the step ups are 20.
No, that's right. You're right.
But still.
It's still getting it up
still,
there.
That's still a big up for you too. Yeah. To me, the crazy one was the muscle up workout, which if you could get to the muscle up, like, and you were good at them, you were going to crush that workout.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hearing the hardest part was the rope, because you just, that grip and your forearms just burning at that point. You're supposed to use your legs, but.
So Haley and Jamie went back to back. They did not go at the same time. Haley went first. To me, for her, it was a handstand push-up workout. Mm. For Jamie, it was all muscle-ups. Everything else was just, she flew through. And then her bum shoulder really affected her on those muscle-ups that day. We actually traveled an hour to go to a gym that had everything at the right height and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But their muscle ups are on long straps.
Oh.
All the way to the ceiling.
Yeah.
So she then redid it on Monday at her gym with the short straps, and she took off 3 minutes. Have you done long strap muscle ups?
Yes. It is very different.
Very different?
Yeah.
Apparently it pulled on her shoulder so much more, that the bum shoulder. So
yeah, that's impressive. She could do it that quickly still. I mean, without recovering as much. Well, she's a baby, but.
David Johnston says, I think workout 3 is one of the best tests we've had in an online qualifier. Did you try any of the workouts, Charlie?
No. I should have.
Because that one, I think you would have been really good at.
Yeah. I was thinking that would have been the one I could have hung. The burpee one, I'd have just been.
Yeah. You would have been hanging out the window.
the first round of 50. I've been like, what is it, 15 minutes yet?
Yeah. But I mean, your toes to bar are good. Your handstand push-ups are awesome.
Yeah. I've never actually done a facing one yet. I feel like that'd be easier, but I could be wrong.
I think for you, it'd be easier because you're actually in a better.
Right. Since my arms on the back that way. Yeah, there's forward.
That's just like an a decline push up for you.
Oh yeah.
Corey said, as it turns out, I'm really good at handstand push ups. My T-Rex arms finally started pulling their weight.
Yep. That's all it is.
So if we look at the leaderboards, did you see any surprises?
I mean, not really. Nothing crazy. You're always going to have some people who are like, I don't know who they are, but we'll see where they end up in semis.
Well, I just got word that, so Freya Moosbrugger was up there pretty high. Her workout 2 score has disappeared.
Oh.
That cannot be a good thing.
No.
I have not checked myself. I just got a text about that before we went on the air. So how about Yonikoski?
This is kind of what he does, open. Though.
And now this.
Yeah.
So that's worldwide. And then you go to the women. And surprise, surprise. Tia Claire Toomey, number one.
Bad wrist and all, huh? Or is that not a thing anymore?
Yeah.
Is wrist not a thing anymore?
That handstand push-up muscle-up workout, first in the world.
Yeah, how's that?
So, okay. I think we can call the wrist okay.
I'd say so. Oh, look at old Alexis. I like it.
Biggest surprise of the leaderboard is seeing Andrea Nisler qualify for Carson after giving birth a couple weeks ago. I didn't know she gave birth. I thought she was still pregnant.
Oh.
But I was not keeping up with that, so I could be wrong. Yeah, if you go to North America West, she's like 30-something.
So is she going... Is she going to try to do it now, or are we teamed up doing team stuff?
I don't know. Andrew, 27th. And ACR confirms she gave birth. Maybe a month ago.
She's going for that fittest mom title, huh? That she loves so much.
She had her baby during the Open, did well enough to get to quarters. What?
That's ridiculous. Okay.
Wow.
Like, how is it?
That's just freakish.
Because what was it? 3 weeks? 4 weeks between Open and quarters?
Has it even been 4 weeks? Yeah, probably. It was 4 weeks. 4 weeks from the end of the Open to the quarters.
It hasn't been 6 weeks. That you're supposed to not be doing anything. Yeah, she's just like, I'm just going to qualify for semis.
Yeah, Jay Birch, we are talking about Andrea Nisler. She had her baby March 13th. That's just
4 or 5 weeks ago.
Ridiculous. Oh my goodness. How can that even be real? I mean, we should just give up.
Right. I think it's time to figure out something else to do with our lives.
Yeah, I'm gonna go into WWE or something.
Right.
Wow. Damn, that is the biggest surprise.
She probably had the baby at the gym. That's kind of, we're just in the middle of a workout. Hold on a second.
Wow. So
in my minute rest period, let me add this baby and then I'll be right back at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Third interval. I'm just going to take my 1 minute break, give birth, and I'll be back at it. What? So ACR sent me the post. And so I'm going to share that real quick. Here we are. And StreamYard has been really slow today. There we go. Her name is Riley. Little Riley surprised us on March 13th with an early entry into the world. The last few days have been spent loving her, figuring out what the hell we are doing, and enjoying the early moments. Figuring out what the hell we're doing, like, let's go qualify for semi. I'm with Jay Birch. That's why I don't birth babies. I'm not that much of a badass.
No.
ACR, birthing a baby makes you a BA, but some of the accomplishments these ladies make are wild. That is insanity. She is cute, though. Got to give her that.
Jeez, I can't believe this. She is officially the fittest mom in the world. I don't care about anybody else's title.
Yeah. Just hand her the belt.
Right. I don't care if she wins anything else.
That's pure insanity. Okay. So, yeah, so let's go back to these leaderboards that really don't matter anymore because none of them have done that. So in the West, Alex Kazan with the win, Emily Rolfe, Abby Domit, Ariel Lowen, Rebecca Fuselier, Zoe Warren, Gabby Spenst, Hattie Canio.
Kelsey Keel up there.
Kelsey Keel, yep.
Good for old Kels.
How is she in the West? She was born and raised in Philadelphia. She lives in Columbus now.
Columbus, Georgia?
No, here.
Kelsey Keel lives here?
At Grandview. Unless she's moved again. Can't keep up. Another interesting fact is I see Devin Kim here in 12th. She had to withdraw from the team because of a back injury. Do we think that that was BS?
I mean, if you're 12th in the world or in the West, maybe she went to the same doctor Tia did for her wrist.
Well, Invictus announced that she was no longer on the team, that she needed to not go team due to her back. She was replaced with Chandler's wife. And now here she sits in 12th place going to semis.
You're thinking Chandler said, my wife's on this team now. So what you want to do? What you want to say?
Old friend Kelly Stone up there in 14th.
T. Kane says Kelsey lives in Louisiana.
I see that.
Allison Scuds.
Chelsea Miller says maybe she got the magic soccer spray on it.
Yeah.
Well, I know that like Kelsey's being coached by Coach L at Brute, and he lives in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. But I go back on her Instagram, Charlie. You can recognize the sights of Columbus. Mm-hmm. Emily White making it back.
Supermom's on there.
Yep. Kelly. Formerly Kelly Clark.
Kelly.
Retired. And there she is. Jamie Hygieia. Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
There we go.
Did Christy even... I know she's retired, but...
No, she didn't even...
Didn't even bother. I'm sure she could have. Yes.
Men's side, we got Vellner, Medeiros, Brandon Luckett.
Brandon Luckett? I just saw that name somewhere. Oh, he's the Emom guy. Emom Company.
Yeah, he's Corey's coach.
Oh, then what's Corey's problem? Brandon third.
Quant, Ibera, Gray Shaber, Fikowski, Leahy, Magda, Sprague. All the typical.
Yeah.
Sam Dancer, Masters athlete.
Very nice.
Mike Jenkins, 18-year-old champ from last year.
Mike Evans, the wide receiver?
I think so. Tampa Bay?
Yeah. It's a good job by him.
Matt Brady, friend of the show. Louis Oscar Mora, after two events, was nowhere close to making it.
Now here we are.
Yeah, 55th and 167th. Then took a first and a 28th. There we go. And then let's look at the East real quick. Oops, wrong one. The East is crazy. Adler, Krennikoff, Hopper, Hatfield, Pepper, Cornwallier, Benoit, Boulanger, Benoit. Boulanger.
Sam's not at Mayhem anymore, is he?
He's with Mayhem. He's just not training down there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Benoit Boulanger is Carolyn Lambre's other athlete other than Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Jack Rosema. Travis Mayer, Farlow, Caron, Gervais, Peter Mason, young up-and-comer, Ben Sexton, Dre Strom.
Twins.
Back. Tyler Christoffel, Luke Parker, Seth Stovall, Saxon Pancheck. Did you see his workout 3 score?
I did not.
Oh. 659. His brother was second.
30 seconds. What a jump. 30 seconds.
Cam Crockett, who also worked out at Cliffside. Austin Spencer, Vigno, Morad.
Will Morad's got to be 40 years old at this point, isn't he? He's been out here forever.
Yeah, he's top three in the Masters, too. We don't know because that leaderboard's not here. Marquand Jones.
Represent us old guys. Joey Piero,
Ben Smith.
Another old guy. Come back.
Taylor Self versus the world, and he makes it to semis. Did you see his implosion?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken yourself to that spot?
No. No.
Jay Birch, with the obvious comment, Ben Smith seems old, but he started really young.
He's also just old.
So East, Toomey, Raptus, Lawson, Brandon, Powers, Haley Adams with a nice comeback. This is
Haley. Yeah.
Erica Folo, Carolyn Privo.
Oh, Brooke Wells.
From our Thursday night show, she's sitting there in eighth. Elena Savage, Brooke Wells, Paige Semenza, Annika Greer, Fee Sagafi, Amanda Barnhart. Man, this East is just stacked. Sydney Wells made it. Kira Napoli. Jordan Sheffs.
Oh, Wells.
Ashley Wozni. You can dog her on her dancing ability.
But not her fitness.
And there we go. So, and let's check the age groups one last time. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. You'll know soon enough. We'll tell you right about a week out.
That's just dumb. So I know that there's a lot of adjustments happening on the leaderboard. I see it in the chat. Freya's number 2 workout has gone. I know they've corrected, and we even said it with Rebecca before this show. There was a lot of adjustments on workout 4 where people only put in the max they got after the initial 30. Mm-hmm. And not all of the reps. You're supposed to put the 30 plus the max reps.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been some adjustments on that. Miriam, who won the Open in Europe, she was not in the qualifying spot. They've fixed her score. She's now in.
Don't say it like that.
Gracie Walton. Well, they fixed that she didn't enter that score correctly.
No.
Gracie Walton, who took second in the Open, did the same thing. They've corrected her score. I know Hattie Canyo, I talked to her last night. She entered in correctly. That looks to be corrected. She's now in a qualifying spot. So that's going on. The leaderboard is shifting a little bit here and there over all of that stuff. And I'm sure it'll continue to shift and change as video reviews are done. Rebecca said on our show just an hour ago that she actually has one back already that's approved. So they are telling them when their videos are good.
Good.
So we should probably see some, if the leaderboards are working correctly, some adjustments throughout. And I can only assume that if a score has been pulled for some reason, there's probably a penalty.
Yeah.
But that would be using common sense, and that doesn't necessarily
talk
to what may be happening at CrossFit.
No, not here.
So, T. Kane is asking, are you guys doing a Meet the Athlete series this year? Yeah, I don't know if we're going to call it Meet the Athletes because some of them now, this will be the third year in a row they've been on the show for semis, but we will do a semifinal series. I've actually already lined up one for next Thursday. Gabby Spence, who we've been interviewing the last couple years, she finished top 10 in the West for semis or for the quarters. So she's coming on next week at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Just booked her right before I went on with Rebecca. But I'm going to start reaching out to all of them and see what we can do there. Anything else going on? Had a fun trip in Michigan. Did some karaoke.
Oh, nice.
Thought a long time ago when I had all this sinus stuff, I'd never be able to sing again.
Yeah. Now you're like a...
But now I did one song. Jamie taped it, put it out on the gram.
Oh, I'll have to check this out.
But that was fun to do that with her gym community. We went to like a little barbecue joint. They had darts and karaoke and a bunch of stuff. It was really fun.
Wow. All right.
Holly, while she's on here, huge shout out. If you guys have noticed, all of our shows now are chaptered, and it's because of her typing that up for me, and then I just entered into the thing, and now all of our shows are chaptered.
That's fantastic.
So, she's gonna have fun with this show because I don't even know if we didn't even make through a format. blah, blah, Andrea Nissler, blah, blah.
Andrea's a BA.
Yeah.
So, two guys talk about moms. That's a good call.
So we have the draft this week. Since it's just you and I, we can talk about this, and Amy doesn't like shush us.
Yeah.
You looking for anything during the draft? You don't have a pro team, do you?
I mean, the Panthers kind of, so no, not really, because yeah. We have our pick, or their pick, I should say. So, yeah, good luck to you with him.
With Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
You don't think he's going to be good?
I mean, I think it'll be okay. I don't know that he's as good as they're making him to be the next Patrick Mahomes.
I would love to have Andrea Nissler on the show. I have efforted her several times while doing this show. I don't think she checks her messages very much.
I feel like we had her on once.
Never her. We've had Taylor on a couple times. Taylor Williamson.
Yeah.
We've never had her on.
Maybe it was that. Because she was at an event we were at.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I've talked to her in person. It's just the art of getting people on the show is being able to get past on Instagram to go into the primary email box. Once you can get in there, then like everything's cool, or you get their number of finally, and you can just text them. And Chelsea's probably right. She's too busy being a badass.
That's very true. Especially now. Really have problems.
Yeah.
But to have Amy reach out to her with her childhood development.
Do you remember it at semis when she was with the Mayhem team? Someone bet her it was like $1,000 to do the row with the goggles on.
Yes.
And she did it and gave the money to charity.
Yeah.
I love people like that.
Team or Jim?
TK Nat, he thinks like I don't try these things.
With the Ember Mom, we're gonna be able to listen. We'll try to get whatever we can.
When I was trying to get Stacey Tovar on for 3 years, like I DM'd her mom, her sister, her husband, like everybody. Yeah.
Dressed up as a nurse at the hospital.
She started listening to our show because she was doing homework for announcing at the North America West last year. And then she reached out to me for background stuff, and that's how I got her on the show. It just fluke happened that way. Smoke signals, carrier pigeons, you know, all that stuff. One of the funniest stories is I met Danielle Brandon at Mayhem Classic in 2020.
Yep.
She gave me her number that day, and it still took me like a year to get her on the show.
Yep.
With her number. ACR says, have I gone to her house? Yeah, what's knock next? On the door. Hey, is this the home of the badass?
Candy Graham. In a shark outfit.
Channel your inner creeper stalker. There you go.
Where's Wild Zombie when you need him?
I don't know. Dude, that guy was on fire over the weekend. You know, those memes he had to be sending to Dallin and Colton where they were looking out. Did you see the one, like, it's from a movie, and it was Dallin looking, or was it, Colton looking out the window, and it was Dallin and Jason wrestling or kissing.
Oh, no.
Did you see that one?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd look for it.
Chelsea said I should go to her house with a boombox over my head.
I don't know if she's too young to probably get that reference.
I'm looking for the lady who qualified for semis while having a baby. Yeah, Wad Zombie crushed it over the weekend. So that dude's on fire. We're still looking at doing a show. We just wanted to get through quarterfinals where we highlight some memes and some podcasts from the week. But we got to meet and talk about that. Draft is this week. I've been trying to get in all I can. The whole bit way back from Michigan, I was listening to podcasts with Caleb Williams, trying to learn as much as I could about him. And I'm more optimistic now than I was.
You got to ask somebody to protect him. He's not running for his life.
We have a good offensive line now.
Not Bengals great. Said the same thing.
A good. Who said that?
The Bengals said the same thing.
I'd like a new left tackle, but other than that, I think we're pretty good. T. Kane says, do you think Andrea can qualify as an individual for the games? I do not. As much of a fact is that she's a badass. She's still been, and she's still, I think she's close to a master's age.
She's in a tough group.
Yeah. Well, the West is better than the East for sure, but still, there's some really fit ladies out there. Mm-hmm. So, and there was no real, well, wall balls did have squatting, but nothing with like a heavy load. And that would be rough after a pregnancy, wouldn't it? Not that I've been through it.
I'm not even making a judgment on that. That's what they say. Only had two ladies on the show that could answer that.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, that's another week of the roundtable. We haven't done the TV movie show in a while. Anything worth watching on the streams?
Not that I've seen lately.
Yeah. Welcome to Wrexham's coming back at the beginning of May. I'm looking forward to that. Have you checked out, what's the new one that's out?
Fallout?
Fallout.
Fallout. Is that with John Cena?
No. It's a video. Do you ever play the video game?
No.
Most frustrating video game I've ever played, so that's why I haven't watched the show. I always get lost. It's like an apocalyptic area of the world, and the last one I played was in Boston, and you can go into Fenway Park and explore and do different things. But I always get lost in the desert and attacked by radioactive wolves.
Oh, that's good. Apparently Corey said it's amazing or outstanding.
Yeah, but that's Corey's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walter Goggins is in it. Yeah, it's like a post-apocalyptic thing, and so lots of makeup, lots of people with weird. So, all right.
Is that the guy with like the skull mask looking face deal? That's been that meme for a while. He's sitting in the car next to the guy. That could be something else.
I don't really know.
Everyone's in it.
Jay Bird says, yeah.
Okay.
So, well, with that, we'll let everybody get back to their day. Weight loss show today at 4. And then, yeah. We are not doing a Thursday night show this week. It'll be on Sunday night because I am going to be doing the draft, watching the draft. Mm. But I am Thursday afternoon. For those of you who know Coach Krispy Kreme, he is the head coach at Ascend Athlete. He's got a handful of athletes that made semis. We're doing a little segment called Chopping It Up with Coach Krispy Kreme. And that's happening Thursday afternoon. Just get his impressions of the tests, the way his athletes qualified, stuff like that. So with that, we will catch everybody next time on Clydesdale Media Roundtable. Bye, guys.
See you.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best-tasting, and highest-quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.